Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said next-gen GST reforms will come into force from tomorrow on the first day of Navratri. Addressing the nation this evening, Mr. Modi said GST Bajat Utsav will begin from tomorrow and people can buy their choice of goods at a lesser price. He added that nation's growth story will be changed with this reforms and youth, neo-middle class, farmers, women and entrepreneurs will greatly benefit from this Bajat Utsav. He highlighted that every state will be an equal partner in the journey of nation's development. He extended his greetings to the nation for the next-gen GST reforms, Bajat Utsav and Navratri.
Kal se desh mein GST Bajat Utsav shuru hone ja raha hai. इस जीएसटी बचत उत्सव में आपकी बचत बढ़ेगी और आप अपनी पसंद की चीजों को और ज्यादा आसानी से खरीद पाएंगे. हमारे देश के गरीब, मध्यम वर्गीय लोग, न्यू मिडिल क्लास, युवा, किसान, महिलाएं, दुकानदार, व्यापारी, उद्यमी सभी को ये बचत उत्सव का बहुत फायदा होगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Itanagar tomorrow, during which he is scheduled to lay the foundation stones for two hydroelectric power projects worth over ₹3,700 crore and 10 other infrastructure projects worth ₹1,291 crore. The two power projects include the 186-megawatt Tato hydroelectric power project and the 240-megawatt Hio hydroelectric project, both located in Shiomi district. These projects are expected to boost the state's power generation capacity and support local development. Security in the capital city, Itanagar, has been heightened ahead of the PM's visit. The event will be attended by prominent dignitaries, including Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main, Lok Sabha MP Tapir Gao, and Rajya Sabha MP Nabam Ribia. As part of the ongoing Seva Pakwara, the Central Bureau of Communication Regional Office Itanagar, along with its five field offices at Tawang, Bomdila, Alo, Pasighat and Tezu, organized a plantation drive under the theme Ek Per Ma Ke Naam. In addition to the plantation drive, CBC Regional Office Itanagar also organized a special outreach program on Swachhata Hi Seva at the Film and Television Institute of India, Itanagar campus. The program highlighted the importance of cleanliness and community participation in building a healthier environment. The Department of Education conducted a high-level meeting yesterday to review appeals received against the recently issued teachers' transfer and posting on July 20. The meeting was chaired by Commissioner Education Amjad Tak, with members in charge director Secondary Education Tanyang Tatak, in charge director Elementary Education Tani Talom, among others. The order had impacted a total of 203 teachers, which includes PRTs, TGTs, PGTs, PETs and BEOs. The review was held under the framework of the Teachers Transfer and Posting Policy 2025, which aims to ensure equitable and need-based deployment of teachers, safeguard students' academic interests and maintain fairness, transparency and job satisfaction within the teaching community. The Meteorological Center of Itanagar has issued a yellow alert for Lower Subansiri, Leparada, East Siang, Changlang, Tirap and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh and has predicted thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places. The third edition of Arunachal Runway 2025 with the theme Solung Gidi M. Agambe, dedicated to the Adi community celebrating their heritage, artistry and timeless identity, was held yesterday at Y International Hotel, Itanagar. The event was powered by Northeast Institute of Fashion Technology, Guwahati, and Arunachal Pradesh Innovation and Investment Park, a Government of Arunachal Pradesh initiative under Arunachal Pradesh Startup Policy. The fifth state-level judo championship 2025 was inaugurated yesterday at the Khelo India Indoor Hall, Raga, Kamle District. A total of 160 players from 90 districts are competing across four age divisions, sub-junior, cadet, junior and senior, covering 50 weight categories with support from 25 officials. The tournament will continue till 22nd September. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.